This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
The scripture reading for today's devotional comes from Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children, and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. The Civil War left a horrific aftermath of pain, bitterness, and hatred throughout our great nation. While the guns had fallen silent, the bitter incriminations persisted. Many could not or would not forget and forgive what had been done. One man who refused to be a participant in the perpetual hate and bitterness was General Robert E. Lee, General Lee. Through his words and actions, strongly advocated the reconciliation between the northern and southern states. The war was over, and the wise general knew that the future of the nation required a new attitude for a new day. The Gray Knight, until his death, was never heard to speak a harsh or unmerciful word about those who were formerly his enemies. To illustrate, on one occasion in Lexington, Virginia, where General Lee lived, a woman loyal to the southern state showed him the sacred remains of a tree in her yard. The tree had been damaged beyond saving by the artillery fire of the Union Army. The woman, thinking the Gray Knight would emphasize with her outrage, waited expectantly for his response. After a few moments, General Lee responded, Cut it down, my dear madam, and forget it. Mercy is defined in Merriam-Webster's dictionary as showing compassion or forbearance to an offender. In our scripture for today, Matthew 18, verses 23 through 35, we read of a man who enjoys the mercy of his master, but foolishly is unwilling to extend the same compassion to his fellow servant, to his fellow worker. As a consequence, the mercy he receives is retracted, and he is placed in prison until he could pay the entirety of his debt. Today, this tragic story reminds us of the necessity of extending mercy to others, so that we also can receive mercy.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.